Blog Talk Radio.
Cassie Bates composed America the Beautiful. Also, in 1881, one of the great Hollywood directors, Cecil B. DeMille, was born, and unfortunately, because we've had a computer crash, we're using a backup computer, we don't have his audio. Remember, Around the World in 80 Days, of course, Cecil B. DeMille made a lot of these films, Cleopatra, Ten Commandments. This film was starring Conti Foss and David Niven, and was a bet, an English bet to David Niven to go around the world in 80 days. And of course, Conti Foss was born on this day, and his name was really Mario Moreno. My principal at my boarding school, Father Garrity, knew Mike Todd, who was married to Elizabeth Taylor, and apparently we got a private showing. They sent a bus out for us, and we had the whole theater to ourselves. Unfortunately, we didn't serve popcorn or Coca-Cola. Among the deaths today was Henry Fonda, who was one of those actors that came from Nebraska. We also had, what's his name? Jim Coburn. He also came from Omaha. We have quite a few of our news, I wouldn't call them news readers, but they were journalists and correspondents, who came from that part of the country, South Dakota, Nebraska, that Midwestern accent. And, of course, one of the best films that Henry Fonda was in, one of my favorites, is Mr. Roberts with Jimmy Cagney, who played the tyrannical captain. Great film, but also with Jack Lemmon. Another great film, which is relevant to the anti-clericalism, which targeted Roman Catholicism and the clerics. Henry Fonda played a priest who was messing around with a woman, and this was during the time when in Mexico there was this anti-clerical revolution, the Civil War that was going on. Graham Greene wrote a book on which this movie was based, and Henry Fonda is one of his little-known films. Also on this day, among the events, if you ever used the Singer sewing machine in 1851, Isaac Singer patented his sewing machine. Also in 1867, Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, he tried to control his cabinet, and Edward Stanton, who was believed to be connected to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, radical Republicans in the Congress at the time passed an act which said, in effect, the president could not fire anybody in the cabinet. And, of course, Johnson was having problems with Edwin Stanton, and he fired him, or he blocked him from operating. And, of course, this led to the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. I believe it was one of the charges against him. In 1877, Thomas Edison invented the Edison phone, which was a sound machine. And unfortunately, because we had this crash on one of our computers, we couldn't use that. In 1898, Hawaii was annexed to the United States, and of course it became the 50th state. And that's one of the controversies about Mr. Rowe's so-called birth certificate. One of the questions was when he was supposed to be born. Hawaii was not a state. So this is another issue, of course, that birth certificate, what is passing for that birth certificate. We're going to project right now, because of all the controversy and because we've seen what happened with Richard Nixon, that Mr. O may resign before the end of his second term here. We don't that he's going to last. It's just too much controversy, and it gets worse each day with Benghazi and all these others, the gay agenda. I understand there's an uproar in the military about badgering military chaplains of all religions who refuse, these chaplains refuse to perform gay marriages, and this is one of the issues, plus the pedophilia that's been going on, trying to teach kids at the military, in the schools on military bases, teach them about NAMLA and gay sex and all that sort of thing, which is totally inappropriate. In 1898, the Spanish-American War was officially ended. And, of course, we got Guam, we got Puerto Rico, got the Philippines, quite a bit of stuff. And in 1953, the Soviet Union, after they had stolen the atomic bomb secrets, using Klaus Fuchs, Alan Nunn-May, the Rosenbergs, that's even controversial to this day, Glenn Reyes, then Burgess and McLean and Trilby, that whole communist and mostly gay spying, provided the secrets of the atomic bomb to the Soviet Union, and later Soviet physicists were able to develop the H-bomb, and they exploded it in 1953. 1955, this is one of the controversies even today, President Eisenhower raised the minimum wage from 75 cents to $1. And in 1972, getting back to the Richard Nixon administration, he said he was going to end the war. The last American combat troops left Vietnam. And, of course, when I was in college, we had a debate with Congressman Puchinsky, and he was a war hawk. He supported the war. What is not known about Puchinsky was that he was the first a B-29 pilot to bomb Tokyo in 1944. Now, Tokyo had been bombed with the B-25s, which were launched from the USS Hornet back in 1942. And Puchinsky was a U.S. Army Air Corps pilot. There was no U.S. Air Force at the time. It came after the war was set up in 1946-47. I asked Puchinsky during the debate we had at Wright College. I said, "What's happening to our pilots who were shot down in Vietnam?" And he said, Puchinsky said he had asked President Lyndon Johnson to order tape recorders, which we now know as black boxes, to order tape recorders to be put in all the cockpits of all airplanes, so that we would know, we would retrieve in the event of a crash, retrieve these tape recorders, or what are known as black boxes, and get an idea of what caused the crash. This is coming up, and we're working on this right now. Do you know who's running your local airport? Do you know how to get out of an airplane, how much time you have in the event of a fire? What we just had here at San Francisco with the Asiana Korean jet, which caught fire. Fortunately, nobody was burned to death. So these are among the many issues that are coming up, and we'll be getting into them. Now, we were hearing about all this controversy and the conflict with the Muslim Brotherhood, which we're focusing on in Egypt. Now, it's not known that in the early 50s, the Egyptians had a king or a pharaoh named Farouk. In fact, he gave his name to a word called Farouk U, when we couldn't use that other F word. But anyway, Farouk was a slob, and he was whoring around and bankrupted Egypt. And the only thing that kept Egypt going was the income from the Suez Canal tolls. Anyway, the Egyptian military got tired of him, and so two generals, General Naguib and General Nasser, Abdel Gamal Nasser, started a revolt and toppled King Farouk, sent him into exile into Switzerland, where he had his women and what was left of the money he looted. Anyway, Nasser made a power play and removed General Naguib. Now, Nasser pushed such things as the Aswan High Dam, which he asked the United States to help fund. We wouldn't do it under John Foster Dulles and the Eisenhower administration. So Nasser appealed to the Soviet Union for help, and they helped him build that dam. Anyway, of course, the history of Egypt. At one time, Egypt was the major power in the ancient world, and during the time of the Roman Empire, Egypt supplied was the breadbasket for Rome. Anyway, Nasser, when he died, I think he died of a heart attack, Anwar Sadat survived him. He was also in the Egyptian army officer. And Sadat, of course, was assassinated while watching a military review. But it's no surprise that the Egyptian military has toppled Morsi. It's in their history, and this is what they do when they don't like things. Anyway, it's not in our interest to have the Muslim Brotherhood because they're anti-Christian, and despite all their propaganda, they do not like the West, and they believe in they have politicized religion, and they abuse women and animals, and a lot of them are engaged in homosexual activity, even though supposedly Islam frowns on that or forbids it. If you saw the 60 Minutes last night, one of the their anchors, she was in China, and they've been talking about this. Other real estate people have been talking about this. The Chinese have expanded so much with all these file cabinet apartments and condos, and they've got money to build these things, but people can't afford them, and the people in China who invested their life savings in these projects are now have lost their money. Also, people don't know what happened. Nobody's looking at what happened to the 2008 Olympics, which was held in Beijing. I understand the whole project has been abandoned. It's interesting what happens to all these World's Fairs and Olympic cities that are built. The one in Athens, it bankrupted the Greek government. That's why they're in trouble right now, one of the reasons. We don't know what's going to happen in London because of the 2012 Olympics. What are they going to do with all of the facilities they built? And now people are worried about the 2014 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, and the Brazilians are building like crazy. They're also hosting, I think, the World Soccer Conference or matches. And so these projects are, they bankrupt countries. And this is one of the reasons why China is in trouble. Now, interestingly, San Francisco has a Chinese Mayor Li. He came from Seattle. I think he was born there. And we've got an unprecedented building boom of these high-rise, these file cabinet condo apartments and cranes all over the place. And, of course, we are sitting on major fault lines, three of them. So it's going to be very interesting if we get hit with an earthquake or a tsunami. We can get hit with a tsunami on this side of the ocean. Also, there's this Agenda 21 agenda of pushing bicycles as a mode of transportation, and it's not working out. We have cities and people now are up in arms about bicycles not following the rules of the road, causing accidents. In New York, Hunter College did a survey of the admissions to emergency rooms across the state of New York, and they were looking specifically at pedestrians who were injured by or in collisions with bicycles. There are over 1,000 that are incidents that are reported. There may be more. We're hearing more and more about other cities where the bicyclists are colliding with pedestrians. These bicyclists are not obeying the rules of the roads. They don't have safety devices. They tell you an F. They use the F word when you tell them. Pedestrians are telling them to watch where they're going, obey the rules of the road, get safety devices. There's a growing clamor for license plates on these bicycles, liability insurance, enforcement of the rules of the road. If you put your wheels on the road, you obey the rules of the road. And also to put safety devices like a little horn or bell like they used to have on tricycles, a front light and a back light. In fact, in Oregon, there's a case of a guy in January of this year up in Cottage Grove, Oregon. A Oregon policeman stopped this guy for not having safety devices on his bicycle. He tried to murder the cop. So he's facing murder charges. So this is how these people behave. And, of course, I've been a victim, and also my old lady was knocked down by one of these bicycles that cost over $2,000 in medical bills, which he managed to escape. So it's time to tell these bicyclists that, you have a lot of disposable income. If you're going to get a bicycle, you should be obligated to not only obey the rules of the road, but to get license plates, which is also an untapped source of revenue, to pay parking fees like cars and trucks and motorcycles, and also to have helmets, which they should have, and also to put on these safety devices and have liability insurance. We had a computer crash, so we're using a backup computer, and I think we don't have America's Beautiful, but I think this is appropriate, and we need it more than ever. I think Kate, we'll play this on for Kate Smith singing God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America. While the storm clouds gather,
22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Music. She's another one. I think Ed Teopinga also couldn't read music, but they had a fabulous year. We're trying to get our computer situation fixed up, so we have run our backup computer. So we'll end tonight with politics and program. We'll be back Wednesday. I don't know which computer we'll be using. And so we'll end with our usual politics and poker, and I don't know the congressmen who are on their vacation. I know they're playing politics, but are they playing poker?
What do you you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, jump them up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call up top?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyasinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Well, we'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Hopefully, we'll have one of our computers fixed. Peter Paul Bozzola, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. Good night.